You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Oh, I didn't bring you the envelope, so. Okay. No, well, let me get it.
I'll come with him.
You want to take the big one? I'll take that one.
It's fine.
Sure. Uh-huh. In other words, according to the Rambam, it's very good.
The Mishnah Kama of Rabbi Chassidim.
What? Yeah. Machlokes.
I hate to find Machlokes.
Yeah, I hate to find Machlokes. You want to do that?
Yeah,
I will. Well, it'll be good preparation for the Rav Chaim. Somebody told me when you tape the shiur, make sure you tape it. Don't be parsimonious with your words. I guess I have a habit of going it over too quickly.
The shiur shiur?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. Because you usually give like 8 hours of shiur, you know, in the mood.
Right. And it's hard for me. It's hard to go over it again. You know?
Right.
Want to finish it over.
Right.
Yeah, to have that emotion. But,
Let them tape it.
So, Tam Lama Zos. It all goes on Zos. Right?
Right.
My Zos. Elim de Kulor, Lapsulum, Mixasolo, Paslo. Haim Vachol Oral Nafka. Elalav, Hochiktani. Tam Lama Vachol Oral Kulor, Paslo, Mixasolo, Paslo. Vachite Mordin Lazrika de Kulor, Lamia Paslo. Tam Lama Zos, Beshritu de Kulor, Lamia Paslo. Avol Zrika, Afilu Kulor, La Namil Apostle. The Chitem of my Kul of the Zrika, they mach Shavasokum Bezrika. So that's a funny thing, I mean, that he learns that from Zos and Ein Mach Shavasokum Bezrika. It's like, if his Ein Mach Shavasokum, I mean, what is he saying, my Kul of the Zrika? Alright, Zos is telling you, so it's not a Kul, it's just Ein Mach Shavasokum Bezrika.
Right.
Know what I mean?
I mean, it's not because it's made for some other thing.
Yeah, it's not. It's not.
That's the concept. You mean.
That's the concept. Right?
Right, yeah.
It's not like an external factor it's bringing in.
So, yeah, like Zos is a limud.
Right. Zos is teaching you as much as Zos is teaching.
Right.
According to that.
And then you have it again when he, this was Rabba, right? Yeah, Rabba says Menam Enoa.
Right.
And this was Rabba.
Right.
And then Rav Chisda holds the opposite way.
Right.
Rav Chisda maintains that the what?
That by Zrika, even Mitzasa is...
Possible. And what's my Chumrid de Zrika? So the Chumrid de Zrika is that... In Zrika, you create
mikveh pigel.
You create pigel. Right, so that makes sense, right?
Right.
So the limit of Zos tells you that Zrika is mochamar.
Right.
Zos means that by shkita it's a kulor of mitzvahs kasher. Right. But by Zrika, even mitzvahs is not good.
Right.
So my chumra to Zrika, so that's good. So my answer was in Zrika you have pigel.
Right.
But the first one's not good. Rabba. Bezrika.
Right. I mean, unless you're just asking, what kind of sense does that make? That by Shrika will be absorbed, by Zrika wouldn't be absorbed? Zrika is... like the more is ikra karma and sulchanis and zrika, you know?
But what's the answer?
Because emo shai zokom to zrika.
How does Taisus learn? How is Taisus? Taisus is going to have a hard time with Gemara now. Because the psul goes back to the Shvita.
According to Taisus, right? The Shah Shvita.
Right, the psul goes back to the Shvita. The Shah Shvita. So, so how is he going to learn? The Hadgan learn Rabba, Zos. That, it's kosher if he does an almanas lizrok.
Right, right. I feel cool around.
I feel right. What? I feel cool around.
Right,
right.
But that's okay, no? Because it's just not a
machshavas psul. Maybe the same thing.
It's not a
machshavas psul. Right. Zos. Zos is telling you it's not a machshavas psul. Also, it worked the same way.
Right.
So, you have any idea?
For what the machlokas is?
Yeah.
Let me
think. How many are there many guys listening in?
At least two. I don't know.
It's interesting. The Gemara switches. Because from Yesh Machshavas Arelim Bezriga, Rabba Koma Kasha Yesh Machshavas Arelim Bezriga. Originally, it starts off with Machshavas Arelim. And now he says Yesh Machshavas Ochlim Bezriga.
Right.
Right?
I didn't notice that.
What?
It's true. I mean, it's good for Tosos.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
I don't know if that's going to work so good.
He switches. So I was thinking maybe like this, that that Arlis is a psul, okay? Arlis is a psul. But what's the psul of Arlis? What's it Noveah from? It's Noveah especially in Korban Pesach.
Kolor
lo yochabo. So the psul is Noveah from the psul achila.
Right.
That's where the psul arlis is noveh from. So the question is it the shem arlis that's psul, or is it the source for the shem arlis, for the psul of arlis, which is the achila? The kol, of course, the whole Korban Pesach is the shem achila.
Right.
So that's why arlis is a special psul in Korban Pesach. In Zrika.
Okay.
So the question is, how do I look at Oral? Do I look at Oral in terms of the Chalashem Psul Arlos, or do I look at Oral in terms of where the Psul is Noveah from? And it's Noveah from Achila.
Okay.
So if I say I look at it in terms of the Psul itself, so then I could say Yesh Machsheva Sarayel and Bezrika.
Right.
Because it has nothing to do with
the Zrika.
Right.
But still, it's a psul in
the Zrika.
It's a psul
in the Karban.
That's right.
It's
a psul.
Okay.
And but if I say that the psul is Noveah from Achila, and I look at the psul of Arlo from its source.
Right.
So then. What? So then it has nothing to do with Zrika.
Right, it's the only possible Shvita.
That's right. So that's why Gemara changes the language.
Change the language for Chista? I mean, for Rabba.
For Rabba. Ein machshev asochum b'zrika.
Ah, okay.
Right?
Right, there's no shayvas to Zrika.
Right. Right?
Right. I mean,
that I think that chakira clears up a lot.
Okay.
with the Arelis and with the Oakland, the Arelim. Right?
Right.
I just want to mention that.
So according to Rabba, you never have Machshavas Arelim in Zrika. It's not. Can't have that.
That's right.
That's
right. Because you look at where the psul is not there from. It's not there from Achila, so Zrika can't, has nothing to do with Achila.
Right. And according to Chista, it's a separate psul of an aro.
Right.
Even though maybe it was because it was Okhram, but it's not the psul, it's an independent psul.
Right.
Therefore, it's possible Moshe's Rikas Pesul is possible too. Moshe's Rikas Pesul is possible. It happens to be, you need it for Shashkip according to it.
I mean, according to Rav Chisda.
According to Tosos.
According to Tosos.
Right, possible the Shkip because of Techosa. Techosa right. Tells you only can possible Shkip.
Right, but this same way that we learn this Chakir, we could learn it in Tosos too. That you were right.
Right.
Right?
Right. Same question. Separate question.
Separate question is, does it go back to Shashkip too?
Right.
Do you have to take the Pesul
Impossible
and Shkita. And fit into the Shkita.
Right. Because it's Tachosa.
The opposite of Rama.
Right.
Know who's Rama is? Who's Reb Chaim is? Is the first one called Pesach?
Yeah.
Okay. How many is it? He only has two?
I don't know. Yeah, first one. Right.
First one.
Right. But is that a problem for isn't Tosos learned that RL and Oklahoma are the same thing?
Oriel and Ochlov are the same thing.
Yeah, like according to Tosos.
No, right? But according to Tosos isn't Oriel. It's just the psalm, the.
No, but according to Tosos, doesn't Tosos say that, like, let's say you shaft to Elmas and Zodam Shalom Ochlov. Right? So what are Rechis to hold that that's possible?
Shalom Ochlov, the Vizash Chita.
Amanas Lizro Dam of Shalom Ochlov.
Oh, I hear what you're asking. I mean, Tosos holds.
That would also be possible for him to request that.
At the same time.
And the place is open, right?
I think so.
What is that?
Isn't that the game me and Nir Lari in the Shachta Tosos?
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's because of Sushin Abayah.
Sushin Abayah.
Separate thing, right? Separate thing.
Right.
Me and your read the Hachanami pligi b'shachal ochav nashes kapu she'ena ochlem kigochol zake the possibly of chista kol barelo. I forget after kara the maisi ba'arak sibi.
That's right. That's right.
That's not good for the definition, no.
That's not good for the definition. Right? It's good for the Rambam. It's not good for
the Rambam. They're really completely very different shitas.
I mean, the Rambam will understand the whole thing. It opens it up. I mean, the idea of Oral and Ochlov.
He learns a different soul.
Yeah, right? How does Tosfos learn? It's a good point. Let's put some work into this. Yes, so what is this for the home? Well, what is this? Is disagree.
Do you mean just the way the grid was learning Tosos?
Yeah, what?
The question is, Ochlov means like the bottom of Achila, right?
Right.
So could you say? I mean, I know the question at the end, but the question Machlokas is do you need? Does the kapara have to be for the bialim of kapara only, or does the kapara have to be for the bialim of achila also? Like the zrika has to, like there's two shem bialim in karm pesach, bialim of achila and bialim of kapara. So the machlokes is, do you have psul zrika psul shem bialim if it's not the bialim of achila? Or no, so since it's zrika it's kapara, so the only relevant factor in zrika is the bialim of kapara. You don't care about the bialim of achila. That's a relevant factor in the shchita. It's not relevant in the zrika.
It's
not relevant.
It's not relevant in the Zrika. That's not Shin and Bal.
Yeah, so the other way, though.
Well, what? Like what?
That all four of it is relevant in Zriga.
That's the other way.
Because that's
hard part. That's the hard one. And why do you need to be in Shin?
No, because you have still Shin and Bal and Zriga always. So since there's Bal, there's two frameworks in Bal for Karban Pesach. If it's a Shin and Bal of the Bal of Achila, that's also a Psul Shin and Bal of
Pesach. Well, why? It has nothing to do with Zriga.
Yeah, because but there's still Bal of the Karban. You're still Bal of the Karban.
No, in terms of the Zriga, it doesn't register in the Zriga. It's to register, no?
It has to register in the Zriga.
Like different frameworks.
Yeah. So it's not Ola in terms of implement. Where's the recognition of that?
Let me say like that, is that the Baal, it's one Baal. This means Baal has to be a Baal in two frameworks, but it's one Shin Baal. The Baal Karban Pesach has to be a Baal vis-a-vis Kapara and vis-a-vis Achila. For both. Right? It's one Baal. It's just a Baal in two frameworks. And therefore, if it's not for the Ochlan, so then it's the Nala Shin Baal.
Yeah, but he's asking what does Zrik have to do with Ochlan?
Because Zrik has to be for the Shin Baal.
For the Baal.
For the Baal. Now, if over here, you have to be a Baal, but Torah's Ochlan and Torah's Kapara, both.
Maybe he's a simpler. That since Karban Pesach is the essence of Karban Pesach is Achila, so the term Ochlov has a Sheikhas to the Zrika.
Could stay,
correct? Because in the Karban Pesach, the Zrika is done in order to have a Karban to Matari Achila. Because the whole essence of the Karban is for Achila. So Pesach being unique, that Ochlov would make sense in the Zrika.
Because the Zrika is not just Kapar, you mean?
Right.
Also Matir is the Basel Fakir.
Well, the essence of the Karban is a vehicle for Achila. So that's why it makes sense in the Zrika of Karban.
To bring in a battle of Achila.
Right.
Because it's not like two completely different frameworks.
That's right. Yeah. You got a cold?
I have a cold, yeah. I've had a cold for like 2 weeks. I think I got a second cold.
On top of it?
I think so. I think I started getting better, I got another one. Crazy. It's in 2 weeks. But yeah. But yeah, you always have a problem with those things. So why would I do Zrika for... In Ochlov is it fine? That's like the big problem with Tosos. How do you formulate that?
Because the Psula was why the Psula has to be in the Shemitah always.
Right, once you say like the Bilem of the Karban, it's not just, it includes Ochlov because of, you know, it's tied to the Zrika, Ochlov tied to the Zrika. So if I do Zrika Shalal Ochlov.
The Zrika straight Shalal Ochlov.
Right, that's fine.
Yeah, but the Psula is always in the Shemitah because the Psula has to be in the Mitzvah Karban.
Right. That's the answer. Tachos is telling you it's a lacha and only the Shechita can be apostle.
That's right.
Once you're in the Zrika, apostle Zrika, who cares?
That's right. Once you got past the Shechita, it's kosher.
It's kosher no matter what. But, Machsheves, Ochlan, Zrika, apostle Shechita.
Right. Machsheva has to exist.
Machsheves, Ochlan, Zrika will work its way back to the Shechita.
Apostle Shechita, apostle Shechita.
Right.
And the question is this a Moshe's Ochlan Pasul Zrika?
Right, so according to Tosfos, the question is, that's Machlokes Rav Chisna and Rabba. Yesh Machsheves Ochlan Zrika, Yesh Machsheves Ochlan Zrika.
Right.
So he just uses, what do you call it, Arelim.
Right. Tosfos. That's the Pasul.
The Pasul. But really, they're interchangeable.
Right.
In other words, you would hold like the other side. There's no psul in the Shem Arlos. Everybody knows a psul of Arlos is a psul because he's not an Ochel.
Right.
But on the contrary, that's the very question.
Not being an Ochel.
Is not being an Ochel a Shem in Azriga.
Right.
That's Machlokes. When you said the first is Machlokes, I think Tosfos Rambam would be a good way to
put it. Right.
Rambam's a separate psul, it's different from Ochel.
Right. But how would he learn the Gemara now with Zos?
Tosfos?
I mean, Zos tells you that.
Well, Zosos
teaches you that, well, it's a first place rabbi, right?
Right.
So Zosos teaches you that it's nothing in Zirka.
Right. Ofelim's not a factor in Zirka.
Right.
That's what Zosos teaches you. So, yeah, so right. Straight.
Right. That's the limit of
Zosos. So works out good. No? What do you say, Yul?
It's complicated.
What? You want to buy my Gemara?
No.
It's a little complicated. Let's uncomplicate it. Right? So that's so Zosos will come out good going to Texas.
Right. Zosos is teaching you that
he's teaching you
that for Kapara, Zrika of Kapara doesn't care about Ofelim.
That's right.
Doesn't matter.
I think we accomplished a lot just by just to open up the suya.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Boy, so suya. Yeah. Well, when I first took a look at this blot over here, this on the base with the Klach of Derech Zu and this and then Zos hit in the head like.
So I started with Ali, started doing the suya of Reb Nassan and
The Machlokes of Nassan.
We started doing it, you know. There was sometimes we realized you can't understand that sugya, you gotta do this sugya, you know. So we came here to this sugya to try to explain that sugya, and then this sugya just tossed us around. then... This sugya is not helping you understand the different one, you know what I mean?
No. Not getting any favors in it.
No. So the focus is, do you say by Zerika you need Baal Kapara fact, the Baal right. Kapara fact?
So in other words, so the Rambam and Taisvis can be kind of placed in juxtaposition to each other. Like by the Rambam, the Hakira is in the Shem Orla, or where the Shem Orla is Noveah from. Achila, if it's Achila, then it has no Shechas Zerika.
Right.
Taisvis' question is, Taisvis, the Psul Orla is really a Psul of Achila.
Right, but then within that sign.
And within that sign, the question is whether Zrika can relate to Achila. Because since Ikar Karban is really for Achila, so do I say that this Zrika is different than every other Zrika? Right. Ordinarily, Zrika is just Kapara, but over here, it can relate to Achila.
Right.
Because the whole Karban Pesach is the same Achila.
And it relates to it as a Matir, basically? It's Matir Achila? The nature relationship between Zrika and Achila?
If you don't...
Say if you hold that there is a relationship, that because the carbon is for Achila,
right.
So that the Ochlim register in
right.
Zrika, is the relationship between Zrika and Achila that Zrika is the matir for Achila? Or is it just that it's Kapara, and it's Kapara for a carbon whose nature is La Achila? So it's like a...
I think about it. What do you say?
I know, I was learning
this psul
shinibayim, that's why.
Need a psul, he's asking me without a psul.
Of why you'd say that bailo achil is a problem.
Is it matir? Is it matir? Is the zrika matir?
Well, zrika's matir, they
well,
move.
Well, zrika's matir, because in other words, the carbon is a vehicle of the achila.
Right.
So it's not matir the achila.
Right.
But it's machshir the vehicle.
Right. And since this
that's
is
what
right, the carbon essentially this is what
right.
It is, it's a vehicle for the achila.
Right.
So it relates to okay.
That's what you have to say.
Right.
Anytime it's not a matter for the basar.
Right.
Yes.
So why does this makshava only register in the shlita? Meaning where you install a bala registered in each of its in zrika, zrika for zrika. So why when it comes to these, if we're saying that it registers because of the kapala? That if you have
Makshava
doing this, we can know
what
to
say. That's
fine. Well, say it again. Right.
What
did you tell us?
Yeah.
Like, if you have Makshava doing Zwika, that's definitely Kasha.
Yes.
Right, so once we're saying that it's not limited to the Achila itself, we include the Kapala of the Kapala of the Korban also.
The kapara could
the preparation.
Because we were saying the kapara could relate to the achila too. That's what we're saying. We're saying the opposite way.
Right. So why is it kasher if you have makshevet aleilin doing zrika?
Yeah, that's what they just asked before, right?
Well, we were doing the first one, that was a question. We were doing the other possibility.
Right. Because the psul is always in the shechita. The psul has to take place in the... Well, according to what I learned, I wanted to say this is a shame mitzvah.
Right.
So the psul always has to take place in the avoda that's related to the essentially to the shame mitzvah shabbat. That's where the psul has to take place.
Right.
So it comes out that if the shame is chal in the zrika, so then it comes out that the shechita was a...
Right, as a machshir.
A machshir. And so far as the shechita functions as a machshir, it was a machshir for...
Right, for a zrika that
for
had...
For what?
For the zrika that included...
For the zrika.
This psul.
That, in, right. That has the... right. That has the shame... Shlomo Ochlav, or Shlomo Arelion. Yeah, it's a little complicated. It's a little complicated. But that's the way Tesis learns. I mean, that's Tesis.
Right.
It's not Mistakash. That's Tesis' point, right? Right?
Well, we did. I mean,
that was the shir. That was one of the
Kashis.
Right. And it follows with that Tesis of Chistam Apostle. All right, this is good. This is good. This is very good. Hatsugi to open up. That's why if we don't do the Reb Chaim now, I don't think we'll ever get back into it.
No, he really helps you, though. I think he helps a lot.
What?
The Reb Chaim.
The Reb Chaim? Yeah, Reb Chaim really is nice.
Yeah.
The second one, we should do the same. I think only Yassim Gordon does it, right?
No, what? Please tell.
Oh, no, he has more.
But he has two on this halacha, and he has more on where
yeah, that's right. Two on this halacha, and what? And,
then he has a whole bunch of other halachas, but those are other issues.
Right. Cut and shrink the bank, shrink yourself. Do we have to do that one?
I don't know. It's funny, you think we would do this around Pesach.
I
can see why we never did the first two around Pesach.
But that first one, alright, we got the first one. There's only one little catchy point there, where he says that he finally says that you have to assume that the Rambam is saying he's following suit. Right?
Right.
And, but when he says that the Rambam is not following suit, he says he has a riot from the Gemara. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, right.
It's Mukha Khan the Gemara or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about.
And then he goes back the other way.
Right, I just didn't understand. Right. I didn't understand his rhyme.
I didn't understand it right either. I didn't understand
right.
It right.
Like,
that's the one thing I didn't understand.
Yeah. Right.
Then he switches back. Then he switches his tracks and goes the other way.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I forgot to mention on the first part in this year? I forgot to mention Ritzia.
Ritzia?
I was in Shoshana Har Har Sinai.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
That boy reminded me. Because that's really proves it. Because Ritzia is a mitzvah Ritzia.
Right.
And in the mitzvah,
right.
It's telling you.
It's a criticism.
Yeah, that's not, that,
right.
that is bad.
Right.
That's bad.
Right.
So you see clearly the Torah has institutions that are not really recommended. The fact that the Torah has it as an institution doesn't mean it's optional or recommended.
Okay.
That's an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to mention it, but that's intrinsic.
Sure.
That's an intrinsic raya. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Right. I mean, you can see why, like,
every
you know
it
particularly for certain circumstances, some mitzvahs are not going to be good. But you're saying here, like, some institutions always are not really.
Right. I guess the institution is dealing with the guy that has that imperfection.
Right.
For him, it does something. Because the Ritzias owes him reminds him that he's not perfected. So for that, but in general, it's an avera.
I was thinking also, I guess, according to the Rambam, like the Nazir.
Oh, the Nazir means another institution.
Yeah,
I mean, not like the Ramban. Ramban holds a big thing.
Right. But the Ramban
holds, it's a bad thing.
Right, it's a bad thing, but I guess it helps the guy.
Right.
Well, the Ramban seems to hold it's a good thing also at the end of it.
He does?
Yeah, the last halacha there. He did it similar to a Nabi.
Yeah, you're right.
The Ramban says it's because they were too Nazir with him. The Nazir who just wants to be in a setting, and that's a bad thing. That's the Nazir with Ushayim.
Right.
And then you have a very high level.
That's right, you're right. Yeah, that's the Gemara, really, actually, right? About that Nazir. Lo chalti me korban Nazir al echot.
That's korban Nazir tameh.
Yeah, Navi tameh. Nazir tameh, yeah. I guess he assumed that the fact that he became tameh shows that he really didn't have the right idea.
Right.
Shas kabbalas Nazirus.
Right.
Except this one guy.
I probably now regret it because if you just
going
through that emotion for the first time around, well, through the act. Oh,
I see.
Tomei, you have to do it again. At this point, you're like, you know, starting to tomei,
right.
Whatever. So it's ki'ilu ochel kachin, ki'ilu ochel kulin, abazala, because the guy doesn't really have the right idea to do it.
That's what Rashi says.
I think so, and that's okay.
That's very good. That's very good. So I guess the Rambam sees from that Gemara that there's different levels.
Right.
He says you can't bring a raya from Nazir. He did a lot of work in Nazir, Briskarov.
It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah.
He's got like 400 pieces.
Right?
Yes.
But so in terms of this idea, before the Ghana, is it that the Torah says that a Ghana who stole because he has no money and he has only to pay, that for him, this is an intervention that has to be addressed for him? Meaning the fact that the Torah says it's not just optional, but it's a chiyuv to sell a Ghana to the place.
Well,
Is it better off with perfection, or is there something else going on there?
It's a little bit off me to hear. What is that? It's not coming out even.
No, I'm not sure.
Try it again.
A little louder. A little lower.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the case of the Ghana?
Yeah.
So we sell him as an evidivri.
As an evidivri.
Right, so in that case, do we say that there's a perfection? Meaning, the evidivri in general is a low level, but for the Ghana, if anyone's imperfected, then it's better off to be an evidivri?
I mean, why are we giving that onish?
Right, the onish is something which is an intervention. Knowing the onish, we try to protect the guy. You know, help him do tshuva.
Isn't just because he can't pay back?
Yeah.
So he's a chiyuv to pay
back. It's only a specific guy. Meaning if a goblin can't pay back, or the Baal Chov can't pay back, we don't do this. It's specific to the Ghana who can't pay back.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you mean the Torah is saying that out of two wrongs,
yeah, right. Well, one is less wrong.
That the guy shouldn't suffer the loss of money, so this guy has to mean.
You're saying it's like it specifically to the guy because he's a private guy. It opens him up.
I mean, it's, why is it only the Ghana as opposed to anybody else? Like a Goslin not, or a Mazik doesn't have it. It's only for Ghana.
Maybe for him, maybe for him it's a different story. It's an onish that he doesn't have respect for another person's money, so he's sold as an Eved. And he doesn't have, he has no respect for himself. He becomes, it's an onish because he doesn't have any respect for his chaver's money. So that's why he has to become an eved.
But Gazan doesn't even have respect.
What?
The Gazan also. That's really his question.
His question is why a
Ganav. Why a Ganav as opposed to a
Gazan?
Yeah.
Why a ganef as opposed to a gazlan?
It was because he gave up his. Isn't that thing?
Oh, Geneva and Exela by Geneva you have Kefal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why? Why? There's no more question, by the way.
Because he doesn't have.
He's afraid of.
He's the, afraid of man, not God.
Right.
Right. I mean the ganef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean it's interesting that we push that conception even further by saying that I will be an edit man as opposed to God. It's like since you were, I mean, like, since you refuse to recognize that you're an edit to God, you only recognize man's framework.
I mean, so that's why you have to be an edit.
So we have to point to a situation under man's framework where that could lead him back to, you know, under a proper dwell, what's the proper approach to.
Right.
Realize how bad it is.
But how's that going to work?
I mean, he has no fear of God, he has a fear of man. So you put him in man's control.
It's just going to. It's going to. It's like an
hellfire.
Man's going to make him worse.
You say that just not because of that Gemara, but just the general idea of like you can ask a ganef to stop Geneva, you know? So just like the Rambam gives a knas for Kevel, for a ganef because it's easy to do Geneva, because it's much, you know, people, it's much more common, you need a real deterrent.
Oh, yeah, that's what he says in the Gemara.
Right, so we have a knas.
Right.
Hey, it's easy to steal sheep or whatever, right? So can you just say that by a ganef, like really, if you steal somebody's money or your mom's or your girl's casa, so like so speaking of din, like there's an idea of like you should be sold into as an eved to pay back the money or the guy the money.
To correct the guy.
Yeah, right. But normally because simply I'll pay mishpat. Because you took the guy's money, you stole it, or your mom's or whatever it was, and they really how you pay it back. So you
right.
So I sold an eved in order to pay back the money.
Because the guy shouldn't suffer the loss.
Yeah, you actually suffered the loss.
Right.
But because like this is a bad situation, the Torah, so to speak, waived that by Gazlan and by Mazik.
Where it's not so common.
It's not so, right, not so common. But by Ganev, it didn't waive that.
It couldn't do it.
Right, couldn't do that because you don't want to promote Ganavim.
Right.
So today it couldn't waive, no way. Like
what the Rambam says in the Gemara.
What?
Based on what the Rambam says in the Gemara.
Right, based on that.
So, good.
You can't waive these things for a Ganev. You have to be stripped on a Ganev because you want to prevent Ganev.
Right, that's good.
But it's good, it supports the idea also that Eved is a bad situation. So by Mazik, the Torah didn't want to force a guy to sell into Eved, ruin his life for.
Right. Right.
Okay, I'm not there. You're answering it?
I'm saying, really, they took a guy's money to Machasra Mammon, so you should have to pay that back. You don't have any money, so then sell yourself as an Eved in order to pay him back.
Right.
But since basically Avdus is a bad situation, a person really ruins his life. So Torah basically didn't force a Mazik and a Gazlan to have to become an Eved in order to pay it back.
It waived it.
Yeah. It waived it. But by Ganev it didn't waive that because you can't be Mikel on a Ganev because you can't do things.
So you can't allow this, you know, the society to make
right. Society demands that Ganev to be stopped.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. What did I say, Yarov? That's a good answer. You like it?
Yeah, I think so. And in the main case, that you get the main case idea that really you've got that this other is bad no matter what the situation.
Right. You mean, because you can't say that, it's tempting to say maybe Mocher Atzmo is bad. Because the guy's looking for the security of a man.
Right.
But by Mocher Bezdin, he's not doing that. He doesn't want to be Nimker.
Right.
But the only thing is, it seems that the institution itself is no good.
Right.
Avod Dayan.
Right.
Yeah. I guess just being an Eved is not a good.
It's not a good.
That's state.
It's not a good state.
It's not a good situation for.
Not a good state for a person's right. Relationship with God.
Right.
Right. Whether or not that you got into it for that reason.
Right. Mm. Right. Mm. That's worse, of course, if he's Mocher Atzmo.
Yeah.
Right. He's looking for it.
Yeah.
That's the near stuff. That's the.
Really affects the guy's ability to be a Bocher.
To be a Bocher.
Yeah.
His Bechira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What limits his Bechira?
What limits it? Yeah, who, somebody asked the question. What did the hear in Har Sinai you keep leaving it all about it?
Why?
Why?
It
was
part of
Subhanahu. Why? Oh, this is Shemal Har Sinai. And it's not referring to the. What?
Did we say that?
It's they say those in Shemal Har Sinai.
So I think we said asked that already.
That what?
In the Shir, like here. That it was. It's not like the content of right. Sinai. It's not like Anochi Hashem Lo Yilcho. It's not like the Dvarim later in Sinai. It's the phenomenon of the relationship that was established.
Yeah, the underlying.
Yeah, right. The principle of the
relationship
Sinai.
To God.
Yeah,
and that's expressed in another pasuk.
But doesn't the Gemara say though? I mean, wasn't it Odin Shisham B'Har Sinai Livnei Tzal Apar? Or Odin Shisham B'Har Sinai was big enough? That was Odin Shishama Bahar Sinai was signal, and this one stole, and then he was sold to put it there. Because it's talking about the case of the sea, and that's the case of only a case of a Ghana who decides to stay longer.
Right. I mean, by Nirtza. By Nirtza.
Right,
I think the Marsha, has the Marsha asked that question?
Every love is.
Every love is with a Sinai, so why don't you give a guy a tzi for every love?
Right, and in here it's funny because I think the Gemara has a lesson of Los Signals, and we don't give
the Gemara away. The Gemara says Los Signals?
If he decides to stay with his master.
Oh, you mean by Mocher, by Mocheru Bezin?
Right, you don't have it by a Mocher Akhtar.
You only have it by Ritzia, and you don't have it by Mocher, you only have it by Ritzia, and you have it, and by, and by Machru Bezdin.
Right, you only have it by Machru. It's only by a new, and that is a Machru Bezdin, because in Mochru Atmo, there's no halacha of Sheshan, and there's no halacha of Nirtz, he just doesn't have all those halachas.
Okay.
He sells himself for however many years he sells himself, and that's it. After that time, he goes to Lui and doesn't get extended.
So the Gemara, there's no Lashon HaGemara Ki Libanei Tzal Avadim?
I don't have the one, I thought the way it went was it was talking about Odin Shisham B'Har Sinai was signal.
Yeah, where's that Gemara? In Kedushin?
Yeah, Rashi. If you have Rashi, we can find it. Alright.
Omar Ra Ozen Li Ratza Mikol Shorei Varm Shebeguf Omar B'Yachan Mezakai Ozen Zot Shisham B'Har Sinai Lo Signov V'Holach V'Gonav Tirtza The Inmocher Atmo, Ozen Shisham B'Har Sinai, Kalibine Yisrael Avodim, V'Holach V'Kona, Odin L'Atmo. So one is for Mocher Atmo.
So Nir says for both of them?
So Nir says for both of them.
I also thought like that. I thought so too,
yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought a guy sells himself, so then he just, it's his deal, whatever he wants to do. There's no dinner 6 years or something.
That's who, that's Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. Ozen Zos Shem Al Arsino Lo Signo, Volcho Nuganov, Tirtza. And Al Arsino Lo Tignov, that's a Sarsa Dibris. Even though that's really going at the fascists.
It's always a problem.
Yeah.
That was the mice with I think it was mice with Zalman Volozhin. That he overheard a guy talking in shul and he was saying, Yehovah Losignov. So he jumped in and he said, no, it's Losignov.
Yeah.
Right. But then he had charat that he did it.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah.
He embarrassed the guy? Or?
Yeah, like he's showing off, yeah. Lo signov. So yeah. So why these two? That's the question. Where's the Gemara? Yeah.
Is there a footnote on it?
It's a Kiddushin daf Chafbeis.
Daf what?
Chafbeis, Yaakov.
Yeah.
Chafbeis, Amudbeis.
Oh, it's in Kiddushin. Check out the Gemara.
You should leave a shasta in here, Abby. So much else. Yeah, maybe I'll let you recall.
That's a nice area in
the
Kedushin, yeah. So what does the Chafizim base? Check out the Mash on that.
He didn't pierce his ear for stealing. He pierced his ear for wanting to stay in
heaven
for longer. Mm-hmm. Right, I mean, it has nothing to do with the fact that he was in Ghana anymore.
Right.
He did the after 6 years, but he wants to stay.
Yadal. He doesn't differentiate that. Well, it's also in Yadal.
Yeah. Yeah, but you said Yadal also?
Yudalad, you have the machlokes tanaim, whether it's mirza or sheish, meaning whether the halakos of mokhlas was the same as machlokes basin.
Right. But this gemara looks like it doesn't distinguish.
What do you mean?
Doesn't have the two sukkim.
What does it say?
It only has one, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mention
most of it. Says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how Mayashana ozen mikolei varim shebeguf, amar parash baruch hu, ozen sheshama akoli al har sinai b'shah shemarti kili b'nei yishar al-avodim, v'la-avodim al-avodim, v'holach zeh v'kana adon la'asmo, yirata.
But the Rashi is very difficult.
I know.
Because what does the signum have anything to do with now?
Right.
That was 6 years ago.
Right.
He didn't pierce his
ear
then.
And if he goes out for a year, he doesn't have to do it.
Right. Let's go again.
Pierces you that way.
Right. So if he leaves, he doesn't get the, he doesn't get that.
Right.
He's clearly fixed for the Gneva.
Clearly for staying in Abbott.
Right.
It's a bit of a rush.
I'm just staying here if you want to come back. Right. But 6 years ago, still.
It's the only way. That's a hard one, actually. I mean, so Rashi is quoting and not.
Sounds like he put something in there, unless he had a different version of the memo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Does Gemara say on Yudalam and Bezos and Shisham also?
I think Yaakov was just bringing that in as a machlokas.
Yeah.
That's a machlokas on that, yeah.
It could be the bad version on Chaf Beis is because of the Shkoda according to the Sheet.
Right. According to the Sheet, that what?
Oh, it doesn't help. It doesn't
help.
Why
would you add that in, though?
No,
it
doesn't.
Machlokas
gets a bit worse. It's a hard Rashi, why he says those things up there. Maybe like for Rashi is like when a guy sold as an Eved as like because of Geneva.
Yeah.
So it's like part of his shame as an Eved.
Right.
Like a different shame Eved or something like that,
Right.
So for a guy to want to remain in that Avdus, like a guy should want to supposed to be free of that Avdus because it's like it always has a pagan that he got there because of Geneva.
Right.
So like a guy to stay in the Avdus, it's almost like he doesn't care the fact that it's identified with being a Ganov. It's like he doesn't, it doesn't bother him that he identifies.
Maybe he just holds his justice.
Yeah. He's
doing
Shiva,
he's
a judge.
I'm trying to explain how does Rashi make any sense that he's saying Evan Shulman has seen no signal.
I mean, why?
Because the problem now is that he wants to remain in Evan. It's nothing to do with the fact that he stole 6 years ago. He didn't pierce his ear then.
Right.
Now he pierces his ear because he wants to stay in Evan.
Right.
So what's the deal with those signal? Why doesn't Shulman have seen those signal? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't think you should do it right away.
Yeah. Funny, I do it right away.
And no, they don't say don't do it right away. Don't do it when he.
But he wants to stay as an Eved.
He wants to stay as an Eved.
So it's clear it's tied to. I understand. Key
so what do you mean? Leaving Eshel Avodah makes sense for both.
Fine, yeah, that makes sense for both. I mean, that's definitely the problem for both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to explain why you bring in low signal.
I don't know.
So my answer was why is the other show low signal?
Right.
But because like there's two types of Avodah. There's an Eved of Mochar Atzmo and an Eved of Mochar Basin.
I mean, like that should do.
Yeah, that's that one.
That's right.
Right. So saying the idea, there's a guy like Rav said, a guy does tshuva, but he has to be marking himself from the davar that's the chet,
Right.
So the guy who's a ganav, like his situation of Avodah is an Avodah of a ganav. So he should want to distance himself, get out of that Aldus as soon as possible, and be marking himself in the Aldus. And for him to extend the Aldus of Geneva and to like continue in that state, is like he almost like he has no busha from Geneva, he hasn't separated himself from the Geneva yet. He feels like he doesn't care, he's gonna remain out of it from
That's not like a shame.
What?
It's not like shame ever.
As we're saying, there's two different halachos.
Two different halachos. There's an Eved
and
Macha Beza and Macha Atzma. You see the Gemara's Machlokas, whether you see different halachos by each one. At least it's Machlokas, whether you can have Macha.
Right.
Which doesn't mean.
It could be that's the only Nach Kamina, I don't know. But I'm just saying it's two different types of deliveries. So how could you remain? How could you want to remain in a situation of Eved?
Yeah, but he paid for the Gemara already. That's gone. Now he's not remaining in a situation of Geneva.
But he's prolonging the Avdus, that's an Avdus that was generated by Geneva.
That's a stretch though. But what's really wrong is that it wants to prolong the Avdus.
Right.
And that's primary. You're saying, because since this Avdus is associated to another Avdus,
that's
associated to Geneva.
He shouldn't want to stay in this Avdus. It should be a separate problem.
That's a...
like those free associations.
That's like a strange sensitivity. I mean, I would say I would do it for the more direct reason.
That's right. Yeah. It's down to here. It's also a problem of trying to Rashi. I hear that question, but how can you answer why is he quoting Lo Signo? What's he talking about? It's Pshat. You know what I'm saying? That's a good question. I'm just saying, what's Pshat of the Rashi? Has he even referred to the signal? It has nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah, it's not doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I see the Chizkuni asked that question. Oh, Rashi, he says that's a mistake. You have to be, it really should be low signal.
Oh, okay. But still, it's a...
But in the Mechilta, the gear says Lo Signov.
Well, it says Meher Sinai.
Hashem Geneva Anchasi.
See, that's good for what I'm saying.
That what?
Because the whole idea, the guy said, distance himself from the idea from Geneva. So it's a Gan of Shal Geneva. So you can quote the Pasuk of Sinai, because that's the category in the Sarah's difference of Geneva. You know, you're Saji Gan. So the problem is he doesn't have a... He's associated to Geneva, he doesn't care.
He's tried to distance himself from Geneva.
Yeah.
But the Geneva he paid for. Now he wants to be an Eved. He likes the situation.
But it's an Eved of... It's an Avdus of the Ghana. And he's continuing Avdus of the Ghana. It's a different...
I mean, if you go out and you should...
Yeah, go out and sell yourself again. Don't continue this Avdus.
That Ritzi is a permanent mark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want, the mark has a certain significance, right? So you want to give the significance to the worse of error. So by Machru Bezdin, the worse of error was that he was Ganef. So the Ritzia is going to be a Ritzia to remind them that in other words, since he came into Ritzia through Geneva, so what you want to really have him remember is the Yis of Geneva. Because that's the worst Issa. That's worse than being in violation of the Aseg HaLivin HaSovavada. That's a delicate, more perfection type thing.
Right.
See, because that even the Torah is even mata that. So you want to the Ritzia, you want the Ritzia to relate to the avera, which is more chomer.
But if you, the guy just stole and was sold into Avos and he didn't want to come back after 6 years, there wouldn't have been a Ritzia at all.
No.
So does that mean the Ritzia is only because he wants to, because of the Avadahim, but then once you have it, it'll be Nikra al Shein and Warchamor?
You mean why you don't do Ritzia right away, you mean?
Right.
Well, Ritzia is definitely because he wants to stay there. That's definitely what the Ritzia is for. But the question is why the Ozen? Manishtana Ozen. Maral Ozen we rutz in the culture of Varnish
Begruf. Right,
okay. So the question is why the Ozen was chosen. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if he didn't, you say because the Ozen heard on Har Sinai. So you always pick the thing which is Mohammer.
Right.
The thing that the thing that he's associated to that's Mohammer.
But how does this really relate to the Ganeva?
No, so in other words, by Gada, well, there's a Ganef, so he came into this whole situation through Ganeva.
Right. Now he wants to stay.
Now he wants to stay, so you have to Ritzia. And why are you doing Ritzia on the Ozen? Because those are just Shem al Har Sinai. But over here, there's a worse Avera. In other words, there's a worse Avera than Kli B'nai Shalavad.
Right.
So the Ozen should be related to the he had a more greater Chiyuv to listen to that. So the Ozen was, the reason why they chose the Ozen was because it's related to Har Sinai, Shoshana Har Sinai, but he picks the Avera that's more Chomer.
Right.
So he's related to Lo Signov, that's worse. It wouldn't be right to say, I was in Shoshana Har Sinai, Galibin Esalavadim, because that would imply that that's the worst thing he did.
Right. I mean, some of that's true too, right? I mean, it's just it's not Nikra in terms of that one because that's not the most severe thing.
Right.
That's right. He still violated Kiliyav Gina, Kiliyav Gina, Kiliyav Gina.
Yes, he still violated it.
But how does that relate back to the Gineva? How does the Ritzia now relate back to the Gineva?
So the Ritzia relates to the Gineva because it resulted from the Gineva. So it's related to the Gneva. Because that's how he came to the Ritzia. He liked the lifestyle, and now he wants to continue. So, but the Ozen Shasham al Arsinai is the worst thing that that this guy's involved in was the how he got to the situation to begin with. That's worse than the Ritzia itself. Leaving it so alone. So that's what he has to listen to. That's what he has to hear. In other words, the Ozen was... The reason why the Torah chose the Ozen was to put a mark on the guy that reminds him of what his chait is. Ozen Shasham al Har Sinai. So by the Ganef, what it should remind him of is Gneva. To do tshuva on Gneva. That's it. He's in a worse state than Kali B'nai Slavodim.
Do we know why Ritzia is associated with his wanting to stay? Like Bechlal, independent of which body part? Like the Chazal, give any reason why there's Ritzia altogether? Or?
I mean, you're saying it's an independent idea.
That's an independent idea.
I'm just trying to explain why this particular Aver.
Right.
Why Ritzia,
that's a different thing. Mara Ozen Li Ratzo. And so why doesn't it say both?
Both.
Yeah, right, okay.
What's the guy going to think about?
What?
I said the idea is for the guy to see it and think about it. So it's going to have one primary kind of idea to him. It reminds him of one thing.
Of one thing. It's reminding him of one thing. To remind me of one thing. I mean, two things is too many for them.
Like a zecher, you know, something that's a zecher. It reminds you of
right.
It. So your primary idea in the zecher is hard to...
But he is over both.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe the fact that he's a ganef, he's not ready for the shlemus adam of ki libnei zol avadam.
That's why this was causing him to be able to second cradles.
Right.
It's kind of like we were saying before. The God recognizes man. He doesn't recognize
right.
God.
Right.
That's why he's staying as no. He doesn't recognize that. That's what I'm really. Man's reality, not God.
Man, yeah, right. So he's so that's what you mean. That's the reason why it says Lasinga, because it's Bechlam Asayimani, I mean. That he recognizes man
right.
And he doesn't recognize God. So, you can't say that Kili Bnei is all about him, because he's in a worse shape. In other words, you don't give a guy Musa on a slight imperfection where he's involved in a gross of error.
But you're right. But you're adding right. That it's not simply that it's two separate things and one is worse. It's that when you have something which is right. Both,
is both.
You might as well do that.
Right.
Kili Bnei Yisrael is like a fine tuning of recognizing the ultimate reality is only God and not.
Right, right.
But here this guy's a ganef. I mean, he's
right.
He's trying to fine tuning of that.
Perfection. That's right. He's that's right. Good. That's right. That's good. That's good. Very good. Very good. Okay.